25 years. Obviously, we missed one because of COVID, so it's actually worked out great. 25th event and the 25th year. So exciting.
When you first started it, did you imagine it would still be going 25 years later?
No, quite simply. I don't know whether we would have started it if we'd thought that, but it's been brilliant. You know, great journey. As you know, we started it to raise funds for a playing field, which we never had, and it's just grown and grown, and quite amazing.
And it is an incredible event. Tell us about the types of teams that can enter, the categories you've got.
Under eight, under 12s, under 16s, the ladies, and then there's a 180s, which is a combined age of at least 180, who take part during the Open. So, something for everyone to be able to do. I mean, we do have youngsters as young as 4 and 5 pushing, but they've obviously got a smaller hollow bale, but they absolutely love it. So it's we get everyone involved.
And it's not just for those who want to take part and push a bale around, is it? It's an incredible atmosphere that people really need to kind of see and feel to believe.
It's a free event, so people, don't have to put their hands in their pockets, but we hope they do to support the charities. When you come into the village early in the evening, we've got Andy Marshall again, who entertains the crowds as they come in. There's hot dogs and food stalls and, a great atmosphere in the village, several hundred people, definitely. And in the pubs, there's bands in both pubs in the village later in the evenings, and a real party atmosphere. So, it's fun for all. Please come along.
And talk to us about some of the charities you're supporting this year.
The main one this year is Cornwall Hospice Care, which obviously does, incredible work. Every family in the county must have had experience of it, either families or friends. So really worthwhile cause. Crantock Surf Life Saving Club will be one of the beneficiaries. Rowing Club, the newly formed Rowing Club, and lots of other smaller charities. So probably 10 or 11 local charities will get something out of it. It's really important for the village. It makes a heck of a difference, to village life, really.
Amazing. And those coming along, tell them where they should park. Don't head down into the village. Where should they go?
Definitely don't head down to the village, because there will be road closures on a couple of the roads to make it safer in the village. But as you come into the village, if you know the village hall car park, that will be open again and being manned by members of the village hall. So, plenty of parking up there. And, please come along.